Coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana, this is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck P.
Turn the heads and riding slow with a pocket full of money, but I got to get more. Stain and grain, my body sank as I swoop from lane to lane. To be seen without a bang, like a piece without a chain. Jock me, but that kind of stuff don't stop me. Since you wanna be a ball, I got the real wanna watch me. Don't hate, just wait for me to skate down your street. Ball guy smoking sweet, for Benjamin Franklin's on my feet. Ball fade, hit a cliche, never afros and braid. Big sack in a can of rain, cause all roaches getting sprayed. Not capping, just real and still making clear choices. So to get shirts and horses, hear my name in different voices. Juiced up and toe line on my flip, making my rhymes. Smelling like a pine, dripping thin and paint your time. Making way, how I play, leaning hard on let your dough. Popped up, hurling bowls, on matching flows, thought your clothes. Riding, blowing leagues, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out on your block and rig faces. Slam, slamming open spaces, looking good and standing tall. Be by your block, liking pictures off your wall. Riding, blowing leagues, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out.
And welcome back to the Hospitality Room. I have Mr. J. Adam in here with me. Sir, it's been a good little while. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yes, sir. Had that little business trip. Had to go on. Other than that, been in, what you want to call it, a hiatus?
A seclusion.
I haven't been keeping up much with the politics, so that's why I have you here with me this evening. I can tell you this though, business trips are fun.
Because it's like a vacation, but you get paid.
Yes. Paid nicely, I shall say. Shout out to Grown Man Sports. Hopefully we'll get the Madden League going soon. Yeah,
that wasn't a slug, though. I was just saying. Madden 2014.
Nah, like, hopefully we'll get to week 6 before 2K comes out. Hopefully.
Hopefully make it the regular season by the time 2K comes out.
Stop it. Shout out to Big Tig and QJ Pimpson.
No, the commish.
Yeah, he does double duty.
He's the enforcer out there.
He enforces the Hospitality Room and he keeps up with the Grown Man Sports Leagues.
QJ carries the band hammer.
Yes. And speaking of leagues, what's going on in the Fantasy League?
Looking bad, coach. Blame Obama and the replacement refs.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm going to attribute my fantasy team stumbling is the refs. They're terrible.
See, my fantasy team, I have Drew Brees as my starting quarterback, so...
It's like you got stabbed twice.
Well, it's not really, because every time he gets over 3 touchdowns, that's automatically 25 points. So, I'm not that upset about it, but... You know, as being a Saints fan, I am upset about what's going on in the non-fantasy, the... Actual
heartbreaking, the Big Easy.
All right, we can talk about the Saints for a couple of minutes here. first off, yeah, is we were gonna hit the politics. We're gonna start off on the sports tip.
Get a jovial spirit going.
Yes. First off, in sports, when us as Saints fans, like. Long-term Saints fans, when are we going to admit that the defense is just shitty? Like, when is that going to happen?
I think that for any real Saints fan, we've came to that since, what, 2004, 2003?
But we need to start attributing the losses now strictly to the defense.
I'd like to give a shout out to Darren Sharper because that just shows how cold he was.
And Jonathan Vilma.
Yeah, Vilma had heart.
And but anyway, the defense sucks.
Who's the cornerbacks?
Patrick Robinson and who? Jabari Greer.
Like Jabari Greer used to look old and incompetent out there, and now he looks like he's the all-star compared to the rest of the incompetency. That's
the Roman Harper Malcolm Jenkins tandem deep is not. That's the
you got two run stopping safeties.
Man, killing us, damn it. Roman Harper knew he wasn't going to catch Jamal Charles in a straight race. He, I didn't even know why he was running so hard. Like, that was really.
I don't even know why he's still there.
Because he re-signed the four-year deal for $30 million.
Put him in linebacker or defense end.
And you need a middle linebacker, man. Get Evans the fuck out. Please. Please. Before I break my flat screen TV, I'm just saying. Just take Evans out. He can be a coach or something. It's like he lost a step 4 years ago.
He makes a good play every two or three games.
We need to start talking about this. We don't need to talk about the replacement refs. We need to talk about this replacement defense that we have.
Whatever happened to Will Smith? I thought we drafted him a few years back.
First round pick?
It was like Cedric Ellis was the only defensive lineman that tried, and then finally they just broke his will, and he said, fuck it, too.
We got rid of all the good ones.
Kevin Jordan weighs 180 pounds playing defensive end. Him and Martez Wilson equals one defensive end.
I'm thinking we should just move Will Smith to nose tackle. And
he's too puss for that.
No, but he runs straight up the field.
They just run directly at like they do now.
He runs straight up. Yeah, they just run right past him because he that's all he do, run straight up the field. He'll just let. When Jamal Charles broke for 100. He was the first man behind the line of scrimmage, didn't touch nothing.
That's how it usually
nothing.
Happens. If you watch his highlights, that's him. He comes around the corner every time with a pass rush. Problem is when they pass, though, he never gets around.
I'm not giving you a biased opinion either, ladies and gentlemen. I'll let you know. I'm not going to cover up for my defense because it fucking sucks. That's all I'm saying. It sucks. Patrick Robinson out there looking like he lost. Like, I don't know. He got something under his visor. He can't see.
Is this Spagnuolo's defense? Like, is it really that? Because the Saints defense, don't get me wrong, you ain't never mistaken them for being a good defense, and they've never been mistaken to be a top defense. Like, you'll never say, oh, was that the Ravens? No, that'll never happen.
At the best, when our defense was good, it was primarily a run-stopping defense. Pass rush and run stop at the top of the times when we had Leroy Glover and all them. When it was Leroy Glover and Big Joe Johnson, our secondary was shitty except for Sam Knight.
But it was like the Giants. They were covered up by good rush. Pass
yes,
rush from the defensive
that's
line.
That's what I'm saying. It was always a good defensive line. Now I don't even know what's going on. Who are these guys they got out there? Who really? Really? Because if you get a good pass rush, your secondary don't have to be as good.
Now, one thing I'm going to say about the Saints defense, to give them a little credit, like they did hold the Chiefs to a bunch of field goals. They could have been a lot worse. Like it could have been another 56-14 shellacking.
But it's the Chiefs.
I understand that. And
I know that's your team. That's your second team. But it's the Chiefs.
But I mean, Jamal Charles is fast. But say he gave up 233 yards rushing to him. You lost because there's a lot of times that Drew Brees and the offense would have put that game away. There was no running game involved Sunday. That's another thing that he hit a lot of the defensive problems, and it made the offense run more efficiently. But we're not running the ball, like, at all. And I don't know if you can contribute that to Sean Payton not being there to calm Drew Brees down on calling passes or what it is, but you can see Drew Brees is trying to overcompensate for the defense. I don't think things are that bad. I'm not going to say the sky's falling for the Saints yet. I'm not giving up on them. I'm not giving up on them. They still got a chance. Because the Atlanta Falcons are going to sell out. They're the modern Dallas Cowboys. They great in the regular season, and they're going to lose in the playoffs. And we're just going to, if they make it.
I'm not giving up on them either. I just know, like, the defense never was good.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll be the first to admit our defense was never good. Like,
our offensive inadequacy is putting a magnifying glass on the defense right now.
In the past, the playoff years, the past years we made it to the playoffs, defense was suspect at best.
Yes.
Because if you were able to contain Vilma and get, like, a quick passing game going, you could eat them alive. It's just that you had to put up more points than Breeze.
That, and that's why I say Darren Sharper, he had a lot of picks that... That year we won the Super Bowl, it stands out because we led the league in takeaways. So you was giving the most potent offense in the league extra fucking possessions. You good. You golden. And when's the last time you seen a Saints player just make a legitimate pick? Not because the quarterback threw the most errant pass you've ever seen. It was out of position.
Take the ball. I know what you're saying.
Tracy Porter was the last player I seen jump a route to get a pick.
It's like he was jumping up the other night in Denver. Get mad every time I see him play now.
And that's a lot of the Saints' defense. It doesn't ever look like they're in position to make a play. Like, they always look like they're reacting to what the play's doing to them. They're not ever reading. They're not on top of what's happening.
But as the front office, how do you take Roman Harper over Tracy Porter? Seriously. How could you sign Roman Harper before you sign Tracy Porter?
How do you have any of those dudes on your team? At least last year, the Colts, whenever they was winless, everybody could say this, they're in the suck for luck. And the Saints ain't even got two first-round picks. The first and second-round pick is gone for the next 2 years.
So no, we're going to pull it back together. Like I said, in mid-July, I called 6-10. I'm not expecting much this year at all. No playoffs, nothing, none of that. I know we're going to beat Atlanta once. I know we're going to beat Carolina on the comeback.
I still say 8-8 or worse. I'm keeping out hope for that.
8-8, we might have a playoff spot. That might be wild card action right there.
Because I've seen the Giants for too many years start out horrible and then finish up with that garbage division they got and get hot at the end.
Sir, how can you talk shit about the NFC East?
Because they some trash out there.
That's the great Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas can go somewhere. Them and the Falcons. Sucks to be a fan of either of those teams.
Right, we're not going to get into the Saints offense because we know the Saints offense is good. Like,
shout out to Camilla Terry.
We can say one thing that we do need Sean Payton back to contain Drew. Because Drew just taking it all on himself right now. He needs Sean to come back and keep him in check. Like, slap him on his helmet. Like, get your head in the game.
It's like, they found out that Sproles worked last year on offense. Like, man, we can go to Sproles. And now they try to make Sproles every down back. And not saying Sproles ain't good, but you got Mark Ingram. You got this power run game. Why don't you pound somebody?
Because you don't have Sean Payton there managing the game.
That's what I'm saying.
You
can see Drew Brees gets pissed on the sideline. And the next possession or two, he's throwing a pick because he's going to force a pass in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. One more sports topic. Well, I want to talk about it a little bit. Philadelphia. For real. Nah. I can be found on the internet for the past 4 years. So for the next 20 years, you can see statements that I've said over the past 4 years about the Philadelphia Eagles. I have no beef with them. The first starter jacket I had was a Philadelphia Eagles starter jacket. Right? I was a fan of Randall Cunningham back in the day.
I would just preface this story saying I've heard Mr. Chuck Feel on multiple occasions curse Andy Reid for 5 wide on the goal line. I'm just go ahead and preface that. So,
you ruined the question that I was going to ask. Who's to blame? Like, really? Who's to blame?
Andy Reid's pothead son. That's who I blame. And Obama.
Obama, of course, is Obama. But
for rest of the family.
For out of Michael Vick, Andy Reid, or just the owner of the team? Like, who?
What's the common denominator throughout all the sellout?
Andy Reid.
That's the only he's been there the longest.
Andy Reid. They made it to the Super Bowl. They made it to the Super Bowl. They were legitimate contenders for years. I'm not knocking what Andy Reid has done. I'm just knocking Andy Reid now.
If Marty Schottenheimer gets fired from San Diego, what did he win, like 15-1 or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
And then they fired him because he couldn't win a playoff game? How is Andy Reid's mediocrity? Like, he might be a consistent mediocrity. Of course, what's the dude from the Braves? They let him be mediocre for the longest time.
To me, baseball is different. Because baseball is not the same. It's not the same salary cap, mostly. Back then, you could, like, if you sold tickets in baseball, you could afford to have those teams. That's how it is now. Still, if you're selling, if your team is just booming, you got the money to buy the best players. So, I mean, it's not. I understand what you're saying, but it's not the same. This is just lack of good coaching.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Schottenheimer gets fired for those standards, how is Andy Reid still there?
Oh, another one coming up, too. Your boy in Washington, his job is Mike Shanahan. You got to go. Like, if Washington don't make the playoffs, he can't talk shit about John Elway no more, and you got to go.
I was like to say, years, fuck Mike Shanahan.
That's 3 years. Now you got the quarterback you have is possible rookie of the year. Possible. Let's see how you gonna piss it away. You're gonna get that man killed out there with that suspect offensive line. I ain't did nothing out there in Washington.
They just need to go ahead and start running that triple option.
But back to my question before. Cause for real, Philadelphia, I don't understand. They still have good people out there.
They got a great Madden team. Just, I don't think it translates to. Because I still think in NFL, it's like the SEC playing all these other Pac-12 schools that run these gimmick offenses. It's like Andy Reid's gimmick offense works, but when it comes time to put the Hogs in, his team ain't made for that. It's too finesse. But the thing, like, Dick Vermeil, everybody criticized the St. Louis Rams during that time frame for being soft and gimmicky. And now, like, the league has kind of come into that. You see college programs putting spread offense, and now NFL teams are starting to run spread. But you still have to have some form of a power game. Like, when it comes time.
I know what you're saying. You need the smash mouth. But they had that. Philly used to do that. McNabb would get on the center and just hand the rock off to Westbrook.
But even then, Westbrook still not.
Yeah, he wasn't.
The offense they ran was still too soft for what that is. Like, their linemen, they have great run linemen. They can throw screens and all that shit. Their linemen can move.
You're talking about getting down like San Francisco, I understand.
Yeah, where you get out and it's time. Because even the Saints, when the Saints are the best, they can line up in the I formation and smash you in the mouth.
Two tight ends. And
we run at you, stop us. And I've seen us get shut down a few times. It's like, this line's not made for that. They pass blockers. They're not. But then you see Mark Ingram and Pierre Thomas just destroy dudes sometimes and get 8-9 yards of carry.
Hey, you could just get them the initial push off the first level. That's 3 yards right there. Do that twice, 3rd and 4. Play action pass, Jimmy Graham, Lance Moore.
But they've had a lot of drops this season, too. Yeah. Jimmy Graham needs to stop with the Twitter and the Facebook and start worrying about catching damn ball.
Hopefully he'll get the rock. Let's see. But mostly, I really do blame Andy Reid. It's fifth year. After the T.O. debacle, I couldn't understand. Like, look,
After you throw McNabb under the bus. But the Eagles are kind of like how the Cowboys used to be. The Cowboys would get these name players, and they would be the greatest champions on paper. And now the Eagles are doing that. They just go get these big name free agents that they don't work in the system together.
Didn't the Cowboys have like 12 Pro Bowlers?
Oh, they would get no name dudes, and all of a sudden, the dude's a Pro Bowler. But yeah, he sold out. No good. Yeah, Tony Romo.
The year Romo fumbled the snap in Seattle.
Just think, Dallas fans, if y'all had the replacement refs, that'd have been a touchdown. Y'all would have won.
Oh man! But the timeout calling, like the random timeout calling, the random challenges, the challenges on plays that don't even
the horrible spots. Like
no, I'm talking about Andy Reid.
So Andy Reid would be a terrible replacement ref too. Anyway,
yeah, he wouldn't be able to run down the field and shit like that. Andy Reid has been the NFL's version of Les Miles for the past 5 years.
Andy Reid looked like he ate his playbook.
Literally. For real, and Andy Reid. Again, I'm just saying.
I don't know how he's kept his job this long. Cause even Jeff Fisher got fired. That's all I'm saying.
Jeff Fisher got fired for other reasons, though. I think.
And how does Romeo Crennel still have a job?
Because
my beloved Chiefs are in a bind.
He has a job because he fought it out. That's the only reason I could give you. He toughed it out with those Browns for years. Like, I think they just feel sorry for him. Like, man, we're going to let you keep your job. You can prove. You got an extra year or two to prove yourself.
You got Matt Castle quarterback. Yeah. You understand. How does Matt Castle have a job? Let's just be real about it.
I was just about to say, I didn't know Thomas Jones was still playing football.
He still plays for him?
I think so. Wasn't...
No, that's not Thomas Jones. I don't believe. Because they got it's a little rookie dude, I believe.
Oh, it could have been. I gotta tell you, I've been on the business trip. I only caught the ending of the Saints game. Yeah.
I was at home and still didn't watch the Saints game.
Shh. Who that? I'm still on Andy Reid. I got the mic in the front of me. I can get the golf on Andy Reid. Andy Reid, for real. As a tandem, you've got the fastest receivers in the league, straight up, with the fastest quarterback in the league. He might not be the best thrower of the football, or the most accurate, but he will throw the football hard. Sounds like somebody else let me know. Yeah. He might not get it directly to you, but he gonna put the hot pepper on it. You can't figure out a set of plays to protect your quarterback long enough to throw the 40-yard frozen rope to DeSean Jackson. Really?
And ain't he supposed to be an offensive guru? Like, that's supposed to be his
Brian
claim
Billick
to fame?
Brian Billick is the offensive guru.
Fuck Brian Billick. That dude lived off Randy Moss's name still to this day. Fuck him. The worst goddamn offensive coordinator ever.
Oh, man.
You're a great coordinator because you can call just Chuck it deep. Chuck it up there, man.
Chuck it up there, dog. Chuck it up there, dog.
That's the Brian Billick offensive philosophy.
I can't believe this. I really can't. Philly's supposed to be good, man. I need somebody to just beat Dallas down. That's why I'm worried about Philly this year. I don't expect Washington to do nothing. Like, Washington gonna fold over like usual, as usual.
All them teams folded Dallas that day. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yes. Dallas got lucky that Thursday night against the Giants.
They better hope they play the Falcons that way. Something has to give. One of the sellouts has to not sell out.
We don't talk about the Falcons. I dislike the Falcons with a passion, so I don't want any biased opinions being stated on this show.
That's not biased. That's fact. They sell outs.
Fuck Atlanta. I don't like the Hawks.
Fuck Atlanta as a city.
Oh, I like the Braves. That's it.
Fuck the Braves. There's only one native team, and it's the Indians.
Okay. You have any more sports information before we get into the local news?
Shout out to LSU for not getting beat like Auburn did by ULM. Fuck the war chicken.
Oh man. Okay, we're not gonna. I don't talk about LSU anymore. You know. let's see what else is on. Let's go to the docket that has just crashed. We'll wait a few minutes to get into the local news. Let's talk a little politics, sir.
It's some real depressing news.
Update me on what's going on in the election race.
Oh, before we get to that, I don't know if you heard the hot topic that was going on for a while. I'm sure in Baton Rouge that you didn't hear much about it. Phelps Correctional Facility, the Department of Corrections overnight decided that Phelps Correction should be closed. And so Bobby Jindal's crew closed this place down overnight, basically with no one knowing, which apparently has broken some state laws. But they found a loophole. Bobby Backdoor Jingle got a loophole, of course. So that's been the big local outrage, is the jobs are gone. Which, I'm under the impression if you're legally locking someone up, and then fuck your job, that's not important. So, you know how I feel about law enforcement. Jay Adam doesn't ride with none of that.
What jobs? I thought he just brought in 20,000 jobs this year.
That's because Jingle is the best. Him Jingle. And Chuck Cleckley. Fuck Cleckley and fuck Jingle. Jingle Jangle.
But, okay.
But they've also... Another big city issue is they're going to reroute I-210 so you can have a road to the new casino being built.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I got inside information on this, but... Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about this. No, I'm not... We're going to talk about it later, and we can't discuss this on the show. But, yeah, I've been knowing about this for a couple of months now. You can continue on.
I just know very basic details of it. I figured it was already a done deal.
Yeah, because
this is a public spectacle at this moment.
The new building or whatever is gonna be built. I don't want to say on the other side of the river, but it's gonna be towards where the boat launch is, I believe. Uh-huh. And all the boat launch is gonna be gone. All of it's gone. Because they're going to make an exit where you can get off right before you get off on the Nelson exit. And the exit is going to be able to loop into the other exit. They're going to make a meet. You know, the one on Nelson where you go underneath the highway to get to the other building. And they're going to make it link up on that same road so you can be able to take the same road to get to both places.
LaBerge is going to share it with them?
Yeah, they have no choice. They bought that.
I'm sure they tried to put a stop to that shit.
They bought that. Those people bought that. But yeah, it's going to be this big-ass hotel. It's going to look nice, though. You're going to see three big buildings now off of I-10.
You can just go to Cameron and you can see all the big buildings they got down there. You can see that bitch from 50 miles away without having to be there.
So people are in outrage about that?
It was because, like, the road you're talking about that could adjoin, people are upset that they're trying to do away with the beaches right there so they could put the road. So that's been the big
back and forth. They made a man-made beach.
There, I understand.
There's a man-made beach there already. I can understand the boat launch thing, because where are you going to launch your boat from now? You don't have to go all the way on the other side. You might not want to go that far.
They don't care about that. You ain't worried about that.
That's but yeah, expect that to be happening by 2014. It's gonna all be up.
Did they even break ground on a new casino yet?
No, they're gonna break ground next year. It's gonna get built in a year.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they'll have it up.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna run into the same problem the Burj had, where it's gonna be sinking. So.
Because they build the shit on water. They build it all over on water. The one they get around Capital City is on the water.
Well, that's how they get around. Because in theory, only the Indian casinos, quote, quote, can be on land. Every other casino actually has to be on water. That's why they were actually on riverboats. But like in New Orleans, when you go to Harrah's downtown, since it's below sea level, it's considered on water. You know, Louisiana, we're going to find a loophole somewhere. So that's how they do this, because it's marsh, so it's technically on water because it's not a solid. You can't build.
Just like the one in Capital City, the hotel is on land on the other side of the levee, but the casino itself is on the water.
It's actually a little pontoon boat. Well, the Burj is on the water, too.
Yeah, I know.
Supposedly it's land, but...
I know. If the water rises, yeah, it's going to be at the back door, I'm just saying. But let's talk. I want to talk about the election. I need to hear what the only thing I've heard in the past 2 weeks was about Mitt Romney talking about if he was Mexican.
And then he tried to paint himself Mexican. Did you see that?
No.
He was speaking to... him and Obama, they did, like, I think it was Univision, had a question-answer session. And so Obama did his first, and the next day it was Romney. When Romney showed up, well, he had a fundraiser the night before where he looked like Mitt Romney. The next day, he was bright orange. And he's never done this before. Just all of a sudden, he was going to talk on TV to the Latino voters, and now he's in orange face.
Maybe he had a tan.
His hands were white as ghosts, so I don't know where he was tanning at. That was spray tan.
Oh, he rich. Yeah, that was about to say. He got professional spray tan done. He rich. You know, this is Mitt Romney, man. It's fucking Mitt. But, yeah, didn't he... So, Obama's in the lead still in the pre-bullshit poll?
Yeah, all the polls, he's pulling away with the widening league. And Romney made a 47% comment that he can't do anything for the 47%. And the worst part about that is that's not even what I find to be the most egregious statement he makes in that video. If you watch the whole thing, he goes on to say that they need to capture the Latino vote because it's going to be going to the Democrats the same way the African-American vote happens. And if that does transpire, then not only is the party in trouble, but so is the country as a whole. Now, I paraphrase that, but if you listen to the video, you'll understand the context of it, because I don't like taking people out of context. I don't like getting a short statement. But he seemed like he was pretty sincere in believing that the country would really fail if it's left up to minorities.
I mean, the country is going to be a majority minority in the next 20 years, you can say.
Not if they can get slavery back. Why do you think they want to control the women's right to health care? We need somebody to fight in the military. And go to jail for legalized slavery.
People, common sense, people with common sense, please go vote. Like November the 6th, whatever it is, 2nd, please.
Don't vote Romney. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you.
I'm not even going to tell you who to vote for. People with common sense, vote. Just go and vote, please.
You're gonna vote for Romney. Don't.
Because right now we need more people with common sense to vote than the crazy fuckers.
It's depressing.
In the event that I go to my local election place and there is not a slot for me to vote for Obama, I tell you, I'm voting for Virgil Good. That's it. I refuse to vote for anybody else. I refuse. But for real, go out and vote, please. We're not even going to have an election show this year. No, we're not having none of that. Just go and vote. We'll come back with the after party. The election after party. Because we're going to have the after party regardless of who wins.
One might be a going away and the other one is a celebration.
Regardless, it's going to be a celebration. Nerdy Reds, Will Courtney, Wheel, Mom, San Diego, putting it down, Big Dave, the third, the head, Mom, San, Southside, screwed up pig, Mom, San, what's up, little Kiki, what's up? I'm draped up and dripped out, know what I'm talking about, 3 in the morning, getting a gat out the stash spot, fire up a fat sweet, turning on the bub lights, hand on the wool grain, ass on the tight white, showing naked ass in the great state of Texas, home of the player, so it never be no plexus, so long we've been waiting, never ever hating, in Houston we elbows, in Cali they dating, so 1996, you hoes better duck, because the world gon' drip candy and be all screwed up. Just pop in your great cassette, turn up your fucking deck, lend me your ear because the south side been a wreck. Dying here with smoke tree, then let the world see true hidden talent like Screw and Lakiki. Ain't no love for haters and you busted dick suckers. On the south side, we stand paid, motherfucker. All right, let's get into this local news. Hot off the press. Local pastor arrested on drug and DWI charges. Pastor James Bertrand was arrested in Houston. He was booked on charges of possession of cocaine and the first offense, DWI. Why I'm talking so slow? Because James Bertrand is the man behind the Just for Jesus camp or off day / prayer day / Jesus day, whatever you want to call it.
Free skip day from school.
Yes, and this happens every year at the Lake Charles Civic Center.
And this is sanctioned by your school board.
Yes.
Your education.
He is the pastor of the Power Church International.
JustForJesus.tv.
He was a self-admitted recovering drug addict.
I guess the devil must have made him do it. The hands of Satan has grasped upon thee.
Well, that's all I can say about him. We can get into detail about the bullshit behind the bullshit, but I don't like talking. I don't like spinning my wheels. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. Apparently, nobody cares. It's just
it's because you gotta have faith. That's all.
Faith in what?
Just have faith that it'll take care of itself.
Prayers to the family. Prayers to the family.
God is great. Prayers to the family.
And I seen. Also, yeah, when you're on a hiatus, you're like, you're still living in reality, but you're not actually in reality. So, stuff that would usually bother you doesn't bother you because you can just zone out.
Because you don't know nobody being affected, so you can kind of look at it like a TV show, like you're watching the news.
Yes.
It's very abstract to you. I know the feeling. That's one of the best things about traveling.
I need. Why I'm saying this is because I need people around here to stop. Please, give it up. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired. I'm physically tired. Not only because I've been working hard, but I'm just tired. My brain is starting to hurt now. We letting crackheads become ministers. Getting outraged over a fucking palm scanner.
And we cared the most about replacement referees in the NFL.
But we don't trip about that. Like, there's no outrage about that. But let them take away a piece of sand where you launch a boat. Now we have outrage. Oh, this can't happen. What about all the children that's getting raped around here? Like,
prayers go out to the family. And it's Obama's fault. Obama's America is why little kids are getting raped.
When is it gonna stop? Like, seriously. I'm not talking about the U.S. I'm talking about in this area right here. In this region. When is it gonna stop? You don't give a fuck about the chemical plants expanding, just spreading the pollution over lines that it shouldn't even be spewed out. We don't care about that.
Because it was never mentioned in the Bible. They're only worried about what's in the Bible. The rest of that, Jesus is going to take care of that.
But like, the Bible had nothing about a boat launch in it.
Because that's Jesus' earth right there. For the white man, they got money invested. It's a recession. We cutting back.
It's 2012. If we look back at around 1995, when we were younger, we were expecting floating cars and stuff by 2012. But you tripping about a fucking palm scanner.
The mark of the beast.
The mark of the idiot. That's what it is. That's what it is. You are an idiot. You are a goddamn idiot.
We should. The hospitality room needs to start up a like vaccination station for people. That way, whenever it's time to be raptured, you automatically in because you get the Jesus inoculation, where you're like immune to any sin or anything. And that way, we can just like stamp people on the forehead with permanent ink, like a tattoo or something. That you can know when to avoid these people for the rest of their lives. Like, they will not be allowed in places where adults meet. And this way, we'll know who to stay away from. Like, we won't allow them to handle sharp objects or heavy equipment. We'll know where to keep these people. Like, yeah, at some point, anytime you say that you're going to base not only your life, which I don't care about your life, but when you base your child's life on the power of prayer to heal them from a ruptured appendix, like that just happened recently, and you pray instead of bringing him to the doctor, and then you wonder why your child dies, and you're going to say, oh, it's okay, it was God's plan. Like, no, your ignorance becomes detrimental to the rest of society. If you have problems with this, like, that's the whole point of a society. You make some concessions. Now, there is mass stretches across that, and people take advantage of it. But you have to... You can't do that. You can't put the rest of the civilization. So stupidity must be weeded out. We must just get rid of it.
We need to enable social Darwinism. We've talked about this on multiple shows already. We have to promote this. I'm serious. Let's stop making all these safeguards to keep people alive.
Stop protecting people from themselves. Let nature take its course.
Yes, we need people to go because normal people can't live in a society like this. I'm sorry. Normal people, we can't survive being surrounded by stupid people because they're gonna kill us with them.
All in the name of a belief.
At what cost, though? At what cost? You making all this money killing the earth for your grandchildren, but you're killing the earth at the same time. So you're not making the situation better.
Because they don't believe we're going to be around that long. Like, they literally believe we've been here 10,000 years. And they believe there's a certain date that we're all going to die. That's why these doomsday scenarios take hold and people believe that. Because they truly believe the Bible is word, that the Antichrist is coming.
So what's the purpose of working hard and saving money for your grandchildren if you believe the world's going
to
end?
Fuck it, that's how you go to heaven. That's the only way you can go to heaven. You have to work and contribute to somebody that's telling you what to do. Your king, your puppeteer, you have to pay.
King Obama. Oh, no, it's never King Obama.
No, of course.
It's not coming to America. No, no.
People are angry at the government. The government is just a tool being used by big money. That's all I'm going to say on that issue. We can bicker over social issues, whatever you want. But till you get them people controlling it out the government and let the government do what it's supposed to. That's why the government's so bad, because it's not used for what it is. Now it's a tool. Everybody uses it to their advantage. Get yours. I'm going to get mine, Jack.
All right. Next up in local news. I'm going to make an official statement now. Everybody that is skeptical about eating Gulf Coast seafood, don't be. There's no reason to. Because it's not coming from the Gulf. This is inside information. This is more inside information. I'm just letting you know right now. Feel free, come down, go to New Orleans, eat all the oysters and shrimp that you want. Because I can guarantee you that it's not coming from the Gulf.
Do you care to explain to people why it's not coming from the Gulf?
I have insider information.
Well, without giving those sources away, just why it's impossible to get the Gulf shrimp from around here?
Because there's no life in the Gulf right now. Can we just say it? Can we leave it at that?
That's the liberal media bias is what I'm hearing, sir.
No, this is the actual source of word of mouth. There's no vegetation or no life going on in the Gulf right now. The only thing that's moving in the Gulf is oil plumes.
Sir.
Seriously.
Sir, you can't say that, sir.
Oh, really?
You can't see it, sir. It's all been cleaned up. We must resume drilling. It's clean.
It's not about drilling. I don't care. You drill what you want.
You can't be.
I'm just trying to let people know that you can come down and eat fresh oysters off the half shell. Straight up. You see them getting shucked in your face.
Straight from Maine.
Come down, eat all the blue crab that you want. Eat all the shrimps that you want from Corpus Christi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Eat all the shrimps that you want.
I'm waiting to see the little red laser come through on you. You gotta get out the way. I don't wanna be.
Oh, speaking of red lasers, look, check it out. In the bathrooms over there, the other job, the sensor was a red dot, and it popped up right here every time you stood in front of the stall to use the bathroom. Seriously, right here on your chest. Because I looked down and I see, shoot. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I can't get down with that technology. I'm sorry. That's the bad technology right there. I'm skeptical, like the palm vein scan at that point. At that point, you get set up. Somebody set up a gun right there. Just but I know what it's for. It's just to sense if there's a person standing in front of it, but still. It would creep you out if you didn't know what it was. You just fucked up using the bed. Look, what the fuck is this?
It might creep you out more if you do know what it is. Sometimes it's better to not know.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying about the inside information. Eat all the gator you want. Gator good, though. Yeah,
that comes from farms.
Yeah.
We raising them shits.
Gator good. Red snapper, if you can still find some, eat it. It's good. I don't know if you're going to find no... Well, we've been having reports of eyeless shrimp. You know, the shrimp with no eyes, no heads, and all that. Just fucked up spawns of shrimp. And now you don't hear about anything anymore.
Because BP is here to help clean up the Gulf Coast. They got commercials to tell you how beautiful it is. And they're back. The Gulf Coast is back. BP wouldn't lie to me about that. You trying to tell me BP doesn't care about my well-being?
They told you that they got... What, how many million gallons it was that leaked out of that pipe?
It was like 10 times the amount of Exxon Valdez. And 30 years later, that thing is still tearing shit up, so.
Okay. I'm just letting everybody know that, look, for real. Don't, because we kind of, people's livelihoods depended on, like, the seafood. And so
I've heard straight from their mouths. They told me it was Bill Clinton and Obama's fault because of NAFTA. That's why their seafood's not there anymore.
No, but I'm saying this to say that just go out and eat some of their seafood. It's safe. Believe me, it's safe. Because they're paying the extra price for it, and you will too. But, yes, it's safe to eat. I wouldn't try to get rid of just a whole group of people without dead panels.
Prayers to the family.
Prayers to the family. Another local news. Louisiana ranks number 4 in the rate of women murdered by men.
Try to tell that bitch. She just don't listen.
I thought this was Jesus land.
I thought they hated Muslims because they did that.
The study reportedly uses the most recent data available from the Federal Bureau of Investigation's unpublished supplementary homicide report.
I would be willing to bet, without seeing this, that the other states that are either above Louisiana or behind are probably all from the Bible Belt in the South as well.
Nevada is number 1.
Oh, that's because Las Vegas. Yeah.
South Carolina is number 2. Tennessee is number 3. Louisiana, number 4. Virginia, number 5. Texas, number 6. New Mexico, number 7. There's a tie at number 8 between Hawaii and Arizona.
Aren't they wilding out?
And number 10 is Georgia.
Now, can we get a crystal meth ranking? Because I bet there it's about an equal ratio right there.
With the same states and everything, same order.
Because it all sounds very crystal methish to me. In the name of Jesus, I whip your ass. Blessings be upon thee.
This includes domestic violence and all, just homicide against women. We're number 4. And we were supposed to... Never mind. I'm not going to get upset. Because I'm still kind of tired. Before we get into the crazy news, there's one, like... I wanted to get your take on this story. Clee Foster is about to get the needle. Remember the big outrage we had about Troy Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clee Foster is about to get the needle tonight. And he also claims that he is innocent. He is convicted of shooting a Sudanese immigrant in the head and throwing her in the ditch on Valentine's Day in 2002. He still to this day admits that he didn't do it. And, well, today is going to be his last day that he admits that he didn't do it.
After this day, he did it. Up? Where is that, in Texas?
Yes, of course.
I think I've seen this story.
Of course it's in Texas. You know Texas got to kill 2 people a month. the story was that he, I wanted to get your take on it, but I'll give you some more information. The story was, he didn't do it, that he was with the person that did it, but in Texas, there's a law that if you were there at the scene of a felony, that you can be duly charged. So that's what they have him on, and now he's about to get the potassium chloride. Sir, I need to know, like, this is my question to you. Why is there not outrage for this old white man?
Because no one talks about it, I'm sure.
So why was there outrage for Troy Davis?
Because someone spoke out about it. Everyone has an agenda. The people that pushed Troy, Troy Davis's parents didn't push as hard as outside interests, vested interests did in that case. Not saying what happened to Troy Davis was excusable or anything, but he didn't have the family. After watching the newsroom, they kind of let in a secret that even these victims get agents. There's certain agents for victims to push their agenda.
And shout out to the newsroom. Great show. Great, great show. But no, I'm just because the man, and I'm gonna be the racist tonight. All right, I'll just make my racist comment for tonight. I'm tired of people taking advantage of a person's color just to get media time.
That's all special interests. Democrats always talk about Republicans being, like, racist, but yeah, they
care,
do it.
I don't care about what happened. I don't care about the color of the person. There's evidence that proves that these people did not commit these crimes. And that's what I care about. Because that could be any one of us. That could be any one of us.
And you would just be another number to a DA trying to get reelected.
Why is that not, why is it not showing on TV? We have the TV on right now. We ain't talking about that. They're talking about Mitt Romney right now.
And replacement refs.
And replacement refs. This dude about to get the needle. We not sure as a people that he done it, but he got convicted of it.
He gonna die anyway.
Really? Really?
See, I think Texas is kind of working on
it. Where's the outrage because it's a black man? Just because this is a middle-aged white man, we're not hearing shit about it. This is coming from the lips of a black man.
Like Zero, right? Say, fuck them all.
Right? Where's the outrage? That shit is not cool. Come on, man. This dude about to die. Because he was duly culpable. Really? Really? His story is a little more on the fringe than Troy Davis, but we don't hear nothing about it. Nothing. I'm pretty sure when the people that listen to this show, this might be the first time they hear about poor little Clee Foster.
Poor Clee.
He's been in jail forever, so you know, I guess he's ready to go. I'm just saying. Shit is ridiculous. Yeah, that was my... I just wanted to get your take on, like, why isn't there a media uproar uprising?
If it had been like a chick that was hot, it would have been. But
oh yeah, if it would have been a chick that got lost in Aruba, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yes. Our little dead white girl. Shout out Casey Anthony.
If you just go missing, Mickey Shunick.
Prayers go out to the family.
Prayers to the family. Prayers to the family. I think that's going to be the title of the show, Prayers to the Family.
Prayers to the Family. I just like to say prayers to the family. Everyone listening, prayers to the family.
All right, sir. You know what time it is.
Prayers to their family, too.
Prayers to their family as well.
And future family.
Prayers to the family. first, though. No, no, this is not first, though. This is first, though. In Racine, Wisconsin, home of the Racine Bells, a pair of brothers from Wisconsin were arrested after a game of Madden NFL turned into a physical altercation. Michael and Avery Mayweather, ages 21 and 19, were playing a game of Madden NFL in Avery's Racine apartment when Michael became upset about losing and his brother's name calling. Residents of the apartment building Avery lived in called police when the brothers began fighting in the hallway. The two reportedly ripped the apartment door off its hinges after Michael attempted to lock Avery out of the apartment.
Some trash. Get out of here. Lock you some trash.
I wonder how many ass whippings he took in a row. That was my first question. You
drove that home.
Like, how many times you just got shut out, 21 nothing? Like, how many times that happened? Because I know we're not the only ones that have the 21 nothing rule. Like, in order for me to get upset like that, you had to beat me at least 9 times in a row. At least 9.
Boy, you some trash.
Trash. That Madden cold, man. That Madden is nice. I'm just destroying you in it right now. Can't even get a first down.
I wonder what names he was calling if I'm gonna get that just that mad.
I don't know. I don't think we're gonna find out either. We're just waiting on this league to start. Oh man, let's stop shooting slugs at the affiliates.
QJ Pimpson, get on that.
He kicked the door in. Like, I want my rematch right now. On the sprint. Oh, man. Next up. Man shrugs when cop asks if he urinated on patrol car. A man shrugged when a Fort Walton Beach policeman asked if he urinated on his patrol car. The man ended up being arrested for trespassing. They had to get him for something. On September 2nd, the policeman was conducting a security check at Sound Park when he spotted a group of people sitting in the gazebo at the center of the park. As he approached, two of these people tried to hide cans of natural ice beer behind their backs. The policeman gave the two trespass warnings for the park and told them to leave. One of the men asked if he could use the bathroom first. The officer pointed out, "There is no bathroom at this park. Where's your car then? I'll pee on that." That's what the dude told him. The officer walked back to his car and saw the man leaning on his vehicle. He told the man to leave the park. The man said, "Take me to jail." The officer asked the man if he were refusing to leave the park. And the man repeated, "Take me to jail then." The officer asked if the man had urinated on the patrol car. The man shrugged. At that point, he was arrested for trespassing. So there's no information stating that there was pee on this car. That's what I was waiting for. He didn't see like a puddle by his tire or something.
He got arrested for trespassing, so that's what happened when you get on that natty ice like that.
Ugh.
To the neck. Fuck the police.
They got a little acronym for natties now, but I forgot. I seen it on a billboard in Capital City. I think it's NILF or something of that sort. I'll type it in. Let's see if it comes up. Yeah, I think it was acronym. Stands for Natty, I'd like to... something. Oh, Natty, I'd like to finish. That's what it was. NILF. And they had It was a sign. That was what it. It was on the billboard. No joke. Next up, man steals own truck from repair shop. This happened in Delaware. Police in Delaware have arrested a man they say stole his own truck out of a repair shop using a front end loader. Delaware police say they were called early Friday to the stop and go in Newcastle after a 99 Chevy Silverado pickup went missing. Surveillance tape showed a front end loader with his forklifts attached driving away with the vehicle. So he just picked the motherfucker up and left. Oh, I need a video of this right now. The repair shop owner then called the vehicle's owner, 30-year-old Donald Smith II of Bear. Bear, Delaware? Wow. Police said Smith, whose vehicle was being held because he had defaulted on a payment he owed for repairs, called back to say he had taken the truck using a front-end loader. So he snitched on himself.
That's usually how it happens.
Oh, man. Troopers spotted Smith operating the front-end loader and gave chase. A 35-minute pursuit ended with Smith driving into a retention pond.
He went to the shit pond.
And that
pond.
Shall be on the smoking guns in the next few weeks.
He drove into the sewage ditch.
Yes. Well, let's see. Last story. This one is kind of gross. Dude kind of looks like Mick Foley also. Thank you, see. When Johnny Brosler got in an argument over rent with a man who lived on the same property, he took matters into his own hands, officials say. Unfortunately, those hands were filled with poop-stained underwear, which he allegedly smeared on the victim's face, the Gainesville Sun reported. Yes. Yes. At this point, Jimmy Brosler would have not, he would have not been with us anymore. You trying to hit me with a chemical weapon. That's WMD right there. Fuck that. The report, the incident started when Brosler entered the trailer of Walter Liddell and demanded money to give to the landlord. Liddell, who was napping at the time, woke up and started arguing with Brosler, according to the Independent Florida Alligator, as that's the name of the things got fecally physical. Fecally physical. When Brosler grabbed some dirty underwear and smeared it into Liddell's face, according to the arrest report.
Oh, you got to go.
The underwear was full of poop, and he was trying to wipe it all over me, Liddell told the alligator.
Why do you have drawers full of poop just lying around?
He added that he pushed the underwear back into Brosler's face. The skid mark skirmish spilled outside until a neighbor broke it up. Liddell called police.
Did he hit him with the water hose like you do with dogs? You just squirt them both?
Quit it. Get out now. When the cops came by, Brosler was still covered with the poop, Liddell said. He never tried to wash himself to get it off.
As evidence. Put it in the car, Junior, as evidence.
Deputy Craig Smith, who answered the call, duly noted that Liddell had fecal matter on his neck and ear and took Brosler to jail where he was charged with battery.
He just pepper spray both of them and tase them.
How is Brosler still alive? Because I don't care how many cops was there. I'd have been waiting for you at the arraignment.
Taking you out, Jack.
I'd have had something in my pants pocket. I'd have got you. For real. My question. Who just has underwear with logs in them just hanging around the house? Oh my, this is Florida, my bad. Florida, old Florida. Just, it had to be a lot. It had to be just like somebody shitted on themselves, and it had to be, because if it was all over both of them, which is gross. I'm not saying that it's not gross. I'm just saying.
I still want to know why you got shitty drawers just laying around.
Just laying around. That's all I want to know. Like, and if you do, how much is in there? For both, for two people to be completely covered in shit?
We got to fight. Like, at that point, somebody got to go.
You got to go. That's what
that's uncalled for on a human level.
That's worse than spitting in somebody's face. That's way worse than spitting in somebody's face. I done seen people get beat down for lesser.
I seen people get shot for less.
But yes, that was our last story. I don't even want to get into it that much. I told you the dude looked like Mick Foley already, but
bang bang,
he had a beard, so he had shit all in his beard and everything.
Oh, prayers to the family. I need 10 people to come lay hands on you to cure that shit.
But until next time, people, we're gonna sign out right now. I have nothing left to talk about. Next show we'll have more information, because I'm back off the hiatus.
Go vote.
Go vote. But we'll be back before the vote.
Vote early and often. Fuck them.
Vote again. Voter fraud. Fuck it. Use voter fraud.
They want to restrict voting.
Because I'm not getting into any more of this local news. I'm completely done. Shout out to
Jeff Landry, they're conservative versus Charles Bustani, also conservative. The battle of who's more conservative. Who hates Obama more?
I never sided with Obama on anything. You got the little dramatic music playing in the background.
I disagree with Obama's parents for not aborting that child. But I'm against abortion. In the name of Jesus, prayers to the family.
Prayers to the family. Well, I mean, we can talk about Lake Charles woman accused of child desertion. A woman left 3 small children unattended inside of an apartment, ages 4, 3, and 1. No, you know what? I'm not even getting into that. I'm not. We're not going to talk about insufficient parenting today. No.
That's what's wrong with America.
Shout out to Mitt Romney for helping people like this have more children. Shout out to Mitt Romney. Thank you, Mitt. Thank you.
I wish Mitt would roll that window down in the airplane.
He would be like Steven Seagal on Executive Decision. Yes. No, hopefully he'll choke on the pretzel and won't be able to get it out.
According to Chuck Norris, if Obama gets reelected, we're going to be in for 1,000 years of darkness, straight from his mouth.
Shout out to Grown Man Entertainment. Shout out to everybody that contributes to the site and to the podcast that keeps us rolling. Shout out to the listeners too, and a special shout out to the big oil plumes that's still in the Gulf. Hopefully we'll see y'all soon.
BP loves you. Prayers to the family.
Prayers to the family.
A nigga been down so long, but finally coming up, been trying to climb about this hole. Mentally stuck in the mud, a corner in the world. I just wanna have pills, paper, the cheese, the checks and the cash, the G's in the stash. Flip on the strip, smoking a slip, pick up a bitch and give her that dick. Them fools be hating the road, they saving I'm on another level. Too high in the sky until I die, I can't go down with demons and devils. So get the shovel and put them up under the ground, or let us all be free. Nothing but loving is ruckus and fear with niggas that roll like I be cheap. But still you can't see what I be thinking about for all the us, a better day. Handing your business and worry about killing your feelings. The kids go out and play, thanking the love of a world so good. Herb and barbecue in every hood, lessons and beans for all of my friends. Banks so thick, everybody put 10 in on a sack. I'm counting on stacks, so let the crawfish ball. Who gone to the stove? Not all I need is a fit for that crown ball. So nigga don't fall my day, I'm feeling alright for anything. I'm all in, from north to the south and around the world. Everybody just balling, nigga, we ballin'. Money I fold on my wrist, the diamonds and gold. On my own, don't need you to hold. Just be down through highs and the lows. Doing big shows, lounging in suites. Two wardrobes on both my feet. Special toothbrush just for my teeth. Crystal plates for something to eat. Want the block on the cut for me, so that everybody could see how I demanded them out of the world. That's how we ball on KST. Who could it be? None other than Rocket don't stop and that's for show. Check me out from my head to my toe. I'm just balling to let you know.
We ballin' the streets and smoking out weed and valley park the Lexus G. From walking to riding high in the sky, sober I high, this ain't no lie. Blinding the world if they seeing me pass, busting the ass, I'm making them crash. Looking at me and not the road, out of control is the way we roll. Wobbling it now with big dividends, family and friends, smoke up a lens. Thank IBG, thank luxury, peace and change, say R.E.D. Find the streets and my ice is frozen, drawing these holes in the finest clothes. Showing and proving we sparkin' so real, leave with the cellular ribbon, we real, we ballin'.
One time, two time.